Today is March 21st, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Worker injured by pile of lumber at Wilson Brothers Mill. When a pile of lumber fell over at Wilson Brothers Mill this afternoon, P.J. Copeland of 604 West Scott Street in Aberdeen was seriously injured. He was rushed to the Aberdeen General Hospital by Martin Larson of the Aberdeen Ambulance Company. Dr. I.R. Watkins, who was attending Copeland, said tonight that he will recover. His injuries are severe lacerations of the head, according to the physician. Copeland also sustained a broken jaw and a badly torn ear, it was said. He was unconscious when taken from beneath a pile of boards by fellow workmen. Officials of the mill declared the lumber pile must have been top-heavy. In other news, rooming house owners of city change tenants. Several of the worst bootlegging establishments and rooming houses against which abatement proceedings were started early in March have changed hands and are now being operated in accordance with the law, according to prosecuting attorney E.E. Graham, who said he sent out more than 40 notices to Hoquiam and 64 to Aberdeen property owners March 1st that they must change tenants or stand suit for abatement of premises after March 10th. The majority of places have disregarded the order, and furthering proceedings will be instituted as soon as the present jury term is completed. In other news, Olympians to take moonlight jaunt. Members of the Olympians, Grace Harbor's hiking club, will make a moonlight trip to the Riverdale North Road north of Hoquiam on the east side of the Hoquiam River starting at 7 o'clock tonight. The club members have been notified to be at the east approach to the Hoquiam River Bridge at 7 o'clock. The hikers will walk about as far as the state park north of Hoquiam, where there is a good campsite, plenty of wood and water, and a good road. Those who expect to be hungry must carry their own lunch and should also bring a cup, as coffee will be served by the committee in charge. In other news, DeMolay, expect fine crowd tonight. Final preparations for the annual DeMolay Ball tonight under joint auspices of the Hoquiam and Aberdeen chapters at the American Veterans Building have been made by the committee of committees in charge, and the attendance is certain to be large according to the number of tickets sold. Decorating under direction of DeMolay committee has been done effectively in purple and gold of the DeMolay order. The Happy Serenaders, a new but well-organized orchestra, will provide music. The DeMolay wishes to express its thanks to the Pody and Rosengarten for their contribution in the Washingtonian. And finally, said by police to have been begging in the downtown section, Jim McKee was arrested by patrolman Arthur Kruger tonight. He was charged with drunkenness and vagrancy. He will be tried in Aberdeen Police Court tomorrow. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 21, 1924. With our winter closure now nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you miss hearing from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.